Last time on Thornvale.
All right, so you guys are hauling poor Oliver back to his hotel room.
Bjorn, hello.
So I knocked him out with my magic.
Right, but did you wipe his memory?
Yeah. And my running plan right now, I'm coming up with this on the fly, is to get near his hotel and find like an alley behind a bar and just like throw him back there so he wakes up like he passed out behind a bar.
You want me to come there to help you?
I'd like you to bring Miguel unless you feel comfortable enough at doing this.
So you go around wiping people's memories a lot then? Nice job working for Men in Black, I guess.
Okay, so you're keeping his camera.
For now, I'm keeping it, yeah.
Okay, so are you just going to, like, keep it in your car or something?
Well, right now it's in my car. I'm going to bring it back to my place and fiddle with it tonight, probably.
No,
at this point, if he's going to wake up 8 hours later, we're just going to leave him in his hotel. So he had, like, an uneventful day out.
Stanley is in the middle of, like, opening up a bottle of whiskey to pour on him, and then he kind of, like, sheepishly puts it back.
How fast do you think this thing will be on its feet? Do we need to worry about it getting to somebody else while we wait for this?
Absolutely.
One of the good things to come out of this was I managed to get this guy's email address, and think between the two of us we might be able to figure out what he was doing around here. Why was he here? His origin? When did he show up here? What is he here for?
It seems like this is just something he has a bee in his bonnet to find out about. The one thing we learned was that it always has a nest. So if you guys can find its nest, you might be able to kill it when you find out how to kill it. There's a legend that if you can shatter the creature's heart, that might kill it. And burying it in a silver box will do something. I love that Sammy's been told, get this guy away from here, and she's like, but maybe I want to get his number. As you guys are talking, you get a phone call.
Okay.
And it says it's from the captain. Something happened, like the thing this morning, but there's a boy missing, Bjorn. Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. Are you guys ready for episode 16?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
17.
17.
I think it's 17.
Actually, it is 17.
That would have been really confusing.
That's going to
be really confusing for anyone who comes on like, wait, what? I thought I just listened to episode 16. Sorry, y'all.
If you haven't learned yet.
Episode 17.
If you haven't learned yet, Susanna's not very good at math.
No, I'm not. I'm terrible at math. I'm feeling bad at that.
Even simple addition, apparently.
Yeah. I can't count from 16 to 17.
That is not
no,
a
I'm
true
kidding.
Statement.
I've been editing episode 16 all day, so that's probably what it was.
We are
on episode 17, and I have a couple things I want to talk about beforehand. First off, we are on a new Discord server.
Yes.
That is the Podcast Junkie Discord server, and we have our own channel there. So if you want to talk about the episodes right after they go live, I'm always going to post a link that takes you guys to that server so you guys can go over to the Podcast Junkie server and talk about the show.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. So all of us are going to be on there. So if you want to talk to us, there's a pinned post in the channel that tells you who everyone's name is. Except for Andrew, but he's not on there yet. By the time this episode's out, he'll probably have his own name on there too. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be really awesome. I'm hoping to build it out as our like little community of like our Thornvalian community. So
is that what we're going with? Thornvalians?
Yeah.
Have we just invented the
name? Oh, I like
how
it has the word alien at the end. Thornvalian. Yeah.
Thornvale aliens.
They are from another world, but it's Thornvale.
Yeah, maybe that's what the local soccer team is called, the Thornvalians, with like the A capitalized Thornvale.
Yes,
Thornvalians.
Probably not even spelled the same.
You realize
like
that
alien
now,
head,
now
but
that
the head is a soccer ball.
Now that you've said it, you have to
it's
you
canon.
Have to put it in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's canon it's, now.
They're
yeah.
the Thornvale aliens.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a high school there.
I love it.
That is...
I think we I can't remember. Did we establish that Thornvale like has a college, or did we say that there's one like on the mainland that people go to?
I don't remember.
I think
Elise
attends Thornvale Community College. I think we said that.
Did we? I'd have to go back and listen to episodes.
I can't recall.
Yeah, we'll
let's just assume that's what it is for now. But anyways, she goes to college. That's the important part. It's not particularly important where it is.
Yeah.
I should mention I still have a little bit of a cold. So if I sound stuffy or scratchy anywhere, that's probably why. Most of us feel better, though, this week, so...
Yes.
We won't have as much stuffed-up nose stuff as last week.
Well, I feel fine, although I was not part of the sick club last week. But,
yeah.
But I, for those of you who might have heard it in the last episode, I was struck by the coven of technical difficulty, because...
Yes.
Again.
The coven struck us. I didn't notice it. Well, none of us noticed it until I was starting to edit this week, and I was looking at the episode 15 and 16, and I was like, why does Wesley's audio sounds really weird?
It's true, and it was it was them, and it has since been recovered, so...
Yeah. It's not terrible. Like, it wasn't as bad as, like, our horrible coven problems when we had with Hannah's audio, but
that whole thing. Mm.
There, it was a lesser known witch in the coven of technical difficulties
yeah.
that was
she's,
bothering
she's,
us.
Yeah. She's like an apprentice. She's trying her best, and she managed to get to me, which is impressive. They got to promote her now or something.
Indeed.
He was like Tinsy, the witch Tinsy, causes tinsiness.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, Tinny, the witch of technical difficulties. All right.
Yes.
And I also wanted to talk about our fan art contest, which is still ongoing. We have, by the time this episode comes out, there will be, I think, 3 weeks left. So, again, draw whatever you want. You can make us stick figures, you can draw individual characters, you can draw scenes.
You can make a meme.
You can make us a meme. I made a meme for some awkwardness that happened last week that you'll have already seen because it happened a couple of weeks ago in real world time.
Yes.
But whatever art you feel like sending us, you can send us that via thornvalepodcast@gmail.com, and you'll be entered to win the dice that we have, which are on our Twitter. You can go find it there.
They're really cool. Like, I want them.
They did look really nice.
Yeah, they do look really cool.
If nobody sends us anything, I guess we'll just have to keep them.
Yeah.
In other news, we have hit 100 followers on Twitter, which I thought was cool.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
And we just hit 2,000 plays for the podcast. So I was very excited about that.
Yeah,
we're actually
awesome.
Close to 2,100 right now, but
yay.
I just can't believe that we're just like 4 months in and we've already had 2,000 plays on our podcast.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey,
insane.
I love it.
Even Night Vale had to start somewhere, right? Shout out to Night Vale. You guys are awesome.
Yes, one of our favorite shows, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's crazy to me, but I hope we keep growing. We do seem to be continuing the upward slope as of now, but if you like the show, please go like send us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to, and share the show with your friends, because that's a really great way of us growing. So
it's actually the best way from what I've heard.
Yeah, that is like word of mouth is pretty much like the best way of growing. But you know what else is a great way of growing? If we actually did the show. So give people some content.
What
shall
if we do that? Yes.
Are knocking on the door of this house that has been attacked by the Wendigo.
Oh, did we already go there? I thought we were just on the way.
Yeah, you got there.
Okay, cool.
I actually said you knocked on the door, so I guess the police already let you into the cordon and everything.
Yeah.
So you're
those IDs.
Knocking on the door.
Those IDs.
Yeah. So getting back to it, you guys knock on the door, and pretty immediately, Sheriff Holland opens up the door, and she looks pretty anxious, I guess is the good word for it. She looks kind. She looks pretty harried right now. She does not look like she slept well recently. There've been a couple of pretty gruesome murders, and she didn't even know about the one that you guys found in the woods.
Very true.
Yeah.
That's just a missing person right now.
So. She's had a day. She's had a day.
Yes. Yeah, it's been rough. And as far as she knows, there was the dead, dismembered body down there, and now there's a horrible dead body here and a missing four-year-old. So it's been a rough day. So she zooms in on Bjorn and says, "Oh, thank God you're here. Come on in." And she leads you guys into the house, and it's a pretty small house, and you see the living room of this building has just been destroyed. Like, there is stuff everywhere. It looks like it would have been ransacked if it looked like anyone was looking for anything, but it just looks like it's been just annihilated. Just things have been destroyed in just this haphazard way that doesn't look like anyone was looking for anything. It just looks like something came in here to mess stuff up.
Looks like the scene of a fight, basically.
And not to mention, there is a thoroughly dismembered and chewed on body on the middle of the floor. It looks like it used to be a young woman, probably in her lower 20s. She is, or was, pretty. She had black hair. She had her makeup on, though part of her face is missing. But she looks like most of the other bodies that you guys have seen recently. So what do you guys do?
Holland is still with us, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to turn to her and say, what have you found anything so far as where this child is? I know that's why you called us, but have you found anything so far?
And she looks at you and she kind of rubs the bridge of her nose and she says, "I can't find anything here. It looks like, honestly, it looks like an animal attack. But it's inside the house. Like it must have opened the door. I don't see how this could be any kind of animal attack, but it's something horrible. And I happen to know you're pretty good at tracking things. So I was hoping maybe you could help us find this."
"Well, we will do our absolute best, as always."
"Of course. I'm putting out feelers to the boy's family to go that direction. I'm hoping you'll look somewhere." And she kind of looks around and says, "Else. Somewhere else." So what do you guys do?
I would like to roll for investigate a mystery if I can.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Okay, that's 6 and 3 is 9, and then that's including a sharp, right?
Yeah, plus sharp.
That means that I get, I believe that's a 11, but
let me...
I think
so, yeah.
Nice.
But you need me to check my sheet? I believe it's 11, am I right?
No, I got you. You've got 2 sharp.
Okay. Then that,
yeah, so you got an 11. All right, so you get to ask me, I believe, 2 questions.
2 questions about the state of this... Well, it's not even a room anymore, is it? It's a...
mess.
It's an absolute...
mess is a good word for it.
Disaster, yes. Okay. Well, I don't think the what happened here needs much explanation. We can see very clearly what happened. And we already know what creature it is. I'm going to ask first, can you tell me anything about where it went?
Where did it go? Well, yes, in fact, actually, you start looking around, and I mean, this place is a wreck. There is stuff just strewn everywhere. You don't know why. It looks like there's like blood on the walls. It looks like maybe the creature was like banging the person into the walls. And you do see, you kind of like walk around this room and you follow the trail of the mess. You see the high chair where this baby was. It still has some animal crackers on it. And you see that there is blood on the high chair that looks like it's been dripped around. And then you also see that the back door seems to be slightly ajar.
I don't mean to interrupt, but do 4-year-olds still use high chairs?
Yes.
Yes.
They're small.
Yes, yes they do.
Okay, maybe my last interaction with an actual 4-year-old has been a while.
I mean, they don't always.
Well, sometimes they just have like the little booster seat in the chair to put them on the same level as the table.
All right, I'll buy into it. If everyone else in the podcast seems to think this is a thing, then
I'll
buy into it.
See, it's a booster seat. It doesn't really matter.
I'll buy into it.
I couldn't think of the word for it, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
A toddler chair.
Yeah, but anyways, so you see where the monster seems to have taken the baby. Toddler. And the back door is ajar. And you have one more question.
Poor
to ask
baby.
Me.
Okay. Well then, we already know about the silver, or well, of course, because we injured it, but silver and the heart, but in this case, I am going to ask, I know the question is phrased as, what was it going to do? But
that's a good question.
Well, yeah, but it says what was, as in, you know, in past tense. But can I use that to ask, what is it? What is it going to do?
Yeah, that's fine. That makes more sense to me anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is it going to do? You think about the creature that you've seen, and you think that, or you think about what it's done so far, and you think that the first thing it did was take apart the body on the beach, and it didn't do anything with that body. And then you think about the next body it went to was the one in the woods, and you think about when you guys hit it, when you hurt it, it took that body away with it when it left. And you think that maybe what it's going to do is it's taking this baby, this toddler, to eat for later. Because it's full now, but soon it won't be.
Well.
And that's what you think it's going to do.
Well, I had guessed pretty much that, but I was hoping for something a little more. But anyway. Moving on. All right. So
specifically, you think it took it out the back door, if that helps.
All right. All right. All right. Be the GM self. Do it.
You guys look so uncomfortable, by the way.
I just feel bad for this poor little baby.
Well, I
mean, he's not even a snack. He's so small.
I mean, it's holding true to it. Anyway. So yes, I sort of, Henry looks out the back door, sees the way it went, sees something that might be possibly tracks on the ground, and then he just doesn't walk back to the main room. He just hollers from the back door, "Hey guys, you might want to come and take a look at this."
Do you guys come take a look at this cliche?
And yes, I did that with that specific thing in mind. Yes.
I'm just trying to see if there's anything else that Bjorn might want to investigate in the main room before he goes over, but I think that he's good. Actually, I'm going to roll a quick investigative mystery on the room first before I head over.
Okay, go ahead.
So that is a 7 plus 2 sharp is 9, so still a mixed success.
All right, so ask me one question.
What is being concealed here?
So as you look around, you try to find out, like, why did this creature, like, lose its mind here? Like, why did it destroy this area? Like, that's a pretty good question. Like, what would make it do that? And you notice you're kind of, like, moving stuff around. You're, like, looking under things to see if there's anything you missed. And you pick up a book off the ground near the table, and you see a fork. And the tines on the fork are covered in blood. And you realize as you're looking at the fork that it is silver. And you realize that why it went crazy was it was probably stabbed with the silver fork and didn't appreciate it very much.
I'm going to take the fork with me.
Okay.
You're just going to steal a piece of cutlery. Okay.
Well, I had a stupid thought. I was like, oh, maybe I can, like, taunt it with the fork and piss it off and maybe even use it as a melee weapon if I have to, because I don't have a silver melee weapon.
You are absolutely welcome to take the fork.
I think I'll take the fork.
Fight it with a fork. Okay.
I'll bring it back later.
Okay, sure.
That's
fine.
That just reminded me of how Sammy stole the dead guy's watch, and now I think it should be canon that she's wearing the watch. She like, wears it regularly.
All right, I'm fine with that.
Well, it is so hilarious, the fact that I held a knife to a guy's throat and menaced him with it, and yet I am the only one who, to my knowledge, has not stolen something, unlike these two.
Well, hold on a second. I'm borrowing it. I just said off screen that I was going to bring it back later. So
it is entirely up to you.
It's not stolen yet.
To remember to bring it back, because if it's never mentioned on the episode, I'm going to assume you kept it.
I'll make a big deal about it at the end of this mystery, about how I like ceremoniously bring it back and place it back in the crime scene. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wraps it in wrapping paper and puts on a bow.
No, I don't think I'll do that.
All right. Well, the rest of the cops that are crawling around don't really notice you pick it up. And are you guys going to go follow Henry now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys get outside and you open the back door. You notice there's blood on the door handle. So you're very careful to avoid doing that, to avoid touching that rather. And as soon as you get outside, the earth is kind of damp because, you know, it rains a lot in Florida. And you go out towards, there's kind of like a concrete patio in the backyard. And you can follow these sort of blood flecks onto the concrete. And then as soon as it steps off into the dirt, you start to see these big footprints again. And then the footprints go towards the edge of the yard, and there's a copse of trees, and the footprints disappear at the copse of trees.
Okay, before whatever happens next, I have a question. I am just wondering, are all of us, like, are we fully kitted out in everything we usually carry right now? Or are we just in regular civilian?
Yeah.
Okay.
I assume you guys have all the same stuff. Like, okay. Like you were told that this was happening, so.
Yeah, okay.
You have to remember, too, we have FBI badges, so we can claim why we have weapons. So,
yeah.
Like.
Very true. Yeah. Okay. Because I wanted to be sure before we might possibly run into this thing again.
Yeah, no, you've got everything you guys need.
No, I've got my shotgun in hand, and I've actually got my 9mm too, even though it's not as useful. Yeah. So,
and I've got
I'm good to go.
I've got my bullets. I believe my bullets have been restocked since last trip, so.
No, you still have 12.
It's still the same amount, okay.
Well, minus any you've already shot, right?
You shot one, he had 13, now he has 12.
Oh, right, okay.
Gotcha. I have my silver knife and my crossbow.
Your non-silver crossbow.
Non-silver crossbow.
Henry is standing there. They're like sort of peering over his shoulders, looking out, and they step outside. They're all standing there, but he's still sort of in relation to all three of them. He's still kind of standing in front, but then he looks down at these prints and sees where they lead, and he just sort of tries to unobtrusively slide behind the other two to be like, okay, you guys are, yeah, I'll put you here and I'll just, yeah.
All right. So what are you guys doing next?
I think Sammy would like to try and track the footprints.
Okay.
Farther.
So there's a fence in the way, but you could go around it.
Okay. I will try to go around the fence to track the footprints.
Okay, so you go around the fence, and again, the footprints end at this copse of trees, and you remember this creature does, like, climb things, so you assume he probably went into the trees, but you are welcome to try to track him there.
Okay,
so go ahead and roll
investigate
a mystery.
Oh, no.
It's a five.
Five.
Plus sharp.
But plus two, so
okay,
a seven.
So you still get to ask me one question.
I guess where did it go would probably be the best one.
Yes, it would be. So you look up into the trees and you notice there's some blood on a leaf, and you follow it a little bit more. You notice some scratches up in the trees, and when you look down on the ground every once in a while, you'll notice some blood on the ground. And where this thing goes is deeper and deeper into the forest around you. It's actually going pretty much back the way you guys went earlier.
Okay. I'll pass that information on to Bjorn and Henry.
Okay. So what do you guys do about it?
Bjorn's going to say, Yeah, so I mean, that's definitely it seems like it's going back to where it was. I think this is a pretty good trail. Let's hurry up and go find that thing and hopefully save that kid.
Well,
all right, so
I would just
you guys keep following this trail.
Well,
into
hold on a second.
What?
Oh, just I was just gonna mention that as they're moving off, Henry just steps up and goes, "Hey guys, I know we're got to save this kid, but depending on what we find up there, you know, waiting and watching might be a smart move, depending on what we see."
I understand what you're saying. You know, it depends on the situation, but I think speed is definitely of the utmost importance. I don't want to wait too long just trying to see something if it means that kid dies.
Yeah, I think priority is getting the kid out of there.
Right, I get it. Get it. Just trying to think ahead, guys.
I do agree with what you're saying, though. We can't just charge in there either. We got to be smart about it.
So. Yes. All
right. I'm glad we understand each other. Let's go.
Okay. So you guys keep walking deeper and deeper into the forest. You follow the trail. It seems to be going in a straight line. And you keep following it. You actually follow it for several miles. So I hope you have good hiking boots on. So you follow it through thick trees several miles. You're out of residential neighborhoods now. There's no houses around. You probably pass by where Reggie's cabin is. And you just keep going. And you're realizing you're almost to the end of the island. Like the terrain has been on a steep incline for a while, so you guys have been going uphill for quite a while. And Sammy, you know that where you guys are headed is the west side of West Thornvale, which is all cliffs. And you guys keep going and going and going until you actually get to the edge of the cliffs. You start hearing the water in the distance, and finally you come out to where the trees stop, and there is nothing but cliffs and water in the distance.
Well, this is a problem. And we can still see the blood trail? Like, that's how we've tracked it?
Yes, and it goes right over the edge of the cliff.
Great.
Well, if it...
Does anyone know how to go rappelling?
Hey, stands to reason we could at least get a look down there, see what's there. And Henry sort of... He just walks up. He doesn't have a height problem at all. So he's standing right out on the edge. And he's looking down. And I don't want to metagame, so I don't know what he sees. But...
All right, so roll me and investigate a mystery.
All right.
Sammy has a comment, depending on what this roll is.
Okay.
All right. Wow.
10.
Okay, 10 plus 2 is 12.
That's
on 12. An investigate
wow, okay.
A mystery.
So you could ask me two questions.
All right. Well, considering this trail went over a cliff, I am going to be asking you, where did it go?
Where did it go? Okay, so you look over the edge of this cliff, and there's probably about a 100-foot drop onto rocks and just surf beating the edge of the rocks. And on the edge of the cliff, about halfway down, you see something that kind of juts out there. You see a little extra bit of cliff there. And there seems to be like an opening over top of it, but it's very difficult to see because, you know, it's on the side of the sheer cliff drop. But there might be a cave.
Okay.
You still have one more question for me.
Yes, I do. I am going to ask if there is any, just in case there is anything that you have not yet described to me, what is being concealed here?
You see there is a fairly sizable bit of blood on the edge of this little part that juts out from the cliff.
I sort of slow turn. I do the turn back to the other two, and I just like jerk my head toward the cliff.
I'll approach it. Yeah. Or Bjorn will approach it.
You look over the edge and you see the same thing he does.
I assume he points it out because he had to search for it, but that's what he's showing me. So I'm assuming he points it all out.
Yeah, if he gets up there, I'm not going to point because I assume this guy has eyeballs that function.
Yeah.
But
okay.
So Sammy's gonna look over the cliff, then kind of look at the other two and be like, "So can you guys use like those wing things you have to get down there?"
Well, that's definitely what I was thinking of for myself. Not sure how you're going to get down. Do we have rope on any of us?
I don't think Henry possesses rope at this point.
So,
I'm not jumping.
I don't recommend that. It is a 50-foot drop.
My next question is actually going to
assuming work. You don't miss that.
I do have the invincible foot.
Yeah.
If you landed like one-footed, you might be able to manage, but...
My next question is actually going to be for you, Susanna.
Yes.
In the past, has Bjorn ever tried to carry somebody while flying?
That's not something that I can say about your character, but it is entirely possible that you can.
Okay, so it's within the realm of possibility for me to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you remember in the first Deep Hollow book that Dave picks up Claire and brings her into the trees.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember that.
It is possible for Dragon Knights to carry other people.
Okay.
I would make you roll for it.
Okay, well then I'm going to say to Sammy, or Bjorn's going to say to Sammy, so you afraid of heights at all?
Well, I can't say that I've ever flown before, so might be a bit different.
Well, I mean, I think it's our best shot at getting us all down there, so let's go for it.
Well, Sammy's going to brace herself.
Okay, so you want to fly Sammy down there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you are carrying Sammy with you, I will make you roll Act Under Pressure. Henry does not need to roll because he's just flying himself down there, and I assume he can fly.
Really quick, before I manifest my wings or anything, there's like nobody around,
nobody
right?
Around.
We're in the middle of nowhere.
Absolutely.
No boats,
nobody
nothing.
Around. I'm not going to make you roll for it. There's nobody here.
Okay.
You don't hear any noises of any kind anywhere.
I'm talking about, like, boats, too. There's, like, no boats off.
Yeah, there's no boats. Distance. Nothing.
Okay. Awesome.
It's very secluded.
Yeah. Then I will make this roll. So, let's see. That is a 7 plus... What is that again? That is cool.
Cool.
My cool is 2. That makes it a 9. And, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a choice, because you rolled a mixed success.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's going to happen. You are going to be able to get Sammy down there, but halfway through, she is going to slip out of your hand, and she is going to fall onto the edge of this little jutting out point.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a term for something like that.
A ledge?
Ledge.
I believe it's ledge.
Great word. Yes.
I was going to say it earlier. I didn't want to interject,
yes,
though.
Yes, ledge. Or... you are going to clip your wing on the edge of the cliff because you're going to fly a little too close to it and it's going to hurt you. Or you are going to start to lose Sammy, but you're going to be able to catch her. But she's going to land pretty hard on top of you.
I'm actually going to go for option number 4 and use Bottle It Up to make my 9 a 10. So I will give you a hold 1 for later.
Okay.
So
I'm fine with that.
I just got a regular success.
Phew.
That's fine with me.
I thought you'd like that. Now you just have to remember to actually use it this time.
That was a close one.
Yep.
Yeah. So you are able to flawlessly bring Sammy down. Sammy, what's it like flying?
A mix of, like, exhilarating but also terrifying.
How are you holding on to Bjorn?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
I imagine that just for reference, this will probably determine how you might have held on or something, but I probably would have just very slowly, like, kind of hovered down. I wouldn't have, like... dove down and flown. But so you probably could hold on a number of ways, so I'll let you choose.
The first thing that came to mind was kind of like, you know, when Spider-Man takes MJ.
Just like a hug around the top of the shoulder.
Just kind of like holding, like side, kind of like
a side hug, yeah. All right. I was probably holding on one arm,
I was just curious. So you guys land, Henry lands a couple seconds after you.
My descent was not so graceful only because I haven't had occasion to use the wings for a fair amount of time since I've been trying to keep away from it. So I sort of, you know, wobble my way-ish down. I make it, but I look less cool than he did. Not that I'm trying to emulate him, but I just, you know, it wasn't as cool.
Yeah. So this is what you see. You see what is basically a cave. It's kind of a triangular-shaped thing. It's, you know, very narrow at the top and fairly wide at the bottom. The whole thing is probably, like, 7-ish feet across, maybe. And maybe 15 feet up. It's pretty sparse. It's mostly, you know, like, limestone built into the side of this cliff, you know. And there's a pile of grass and leaves, like you found in the original lair of this monster, its original nest. And you do see some bones lying on the ground. They are all picked clean. But most importantly, there is a small figure in the corner. What do you do?
Henry's actually going to take the step on this one. He just moves slowly through there, and then he just wants to get a closer look to see if this, you know, from where he is, he can't tell if this is, you know, is it alive, or is it, you know, is it a body? What is it? So he moves closer to see, and of course what he sees is up to you.
Go ahead and roll investigate a mystery.
Okay. I'm kind of hoping I get a bad roll on this so I can actually start gaining experience. Because I see.
Yeah, you roll really well.
I have no idea why the game loves me so much, which don't hate me game, but seriously.
I think you maybe shouldn't. Nope.
Wow.
That's an 11.
Wow.
13.
That's a 13. Wow. I am.
You are never
going
to level up.
I am too smart for my own good, apparently.
You are never going to level up.
No, I'm not.
Okay. So ask me two questions.
Okay. I am going to say, what is being concealed here, specifically about this figure?
So it is a small, black-haired little boy. And he is curled up in the fetal position in the corner. And he does seem to be breathing. He is asleep, though. You see some cuts and bruises on his body, but otherwise he seems okay.
Okay. Well, that's great. And there was one other one, so what shall it be?
You probably should have asked me what sort of creature is it for your first one.
Well, I mean, we know what creature is it. We've known that for a long time, right? I mean,
I meant about the figure.
Which
the boy.
Oh, yeah, it could have been, actually, it could have been the Wendigo, and I could have been eaten. My gosh.
Maybe a baby.
Mental note, do not approach strange, shadowy figures without explanation in future. Okay. All right, so I am going to...
So what's your next question?
I am going to ask, can I see any obvious indication of the Wendigo at this point, or is it officially gone?
You mean it's physically being there?
Yes, is it here? Can
no.
Can I tell that?
No.
Okay, then... I am going to ask, where did it go?
So you see some marks on the wall that are like claw marks, and they go up on the ceiling, and then they go outside of the cave. So the Wendigo has been here, dropped off its meal, and then left.
Okay. So Henry, the boy's sleeping, so he... And this... You have to understand, seeing this kid for Henry, he wasn't present when the whole thing went down, but he's being hit by, again, like, just recalling what it was like to come upon his mother that way, and he's just
like, he's doing everything he can to... He's resolved in this moment. The kid's here. We're going to get him out. So...
Okay.
Henry reaches down, lifts him in his arms, and carries him outside.
Well, outside is over the edge of the cave, so I assume you mean just, like, towards people.
Well, I'm sorry, yes. Not outside, because that wouldn't be possible for anybody. But, yeah. He picks him up, starts walking back towards the other two who are still outside.
Okay. So what are you guys going to do?
Well, Sammy's going to ask if he's okay, first of all.
The kid?
The kid. Yeah, if the kid is okay.
He's asleep.
Henry, as he comes through, Henry, or as he comes towards him, he goes, yeah, the kid, kid's asleep. He's a little banged up, a few cuts, but... I think
he has a fairly sizable little knob on his forehead.
But for most part, he seems all right.
So what are you guys going to do?
I don't know. This Wendigo is freaking me out, especially since it's on the ceiling. Like, I'm just imagining, like, a jump scare where in those horror movies where the thing is, like, crawling really fast across the ceiling.
They look everywhere except up, and then they look up, and it just falls.
Exactly.
So Bjorn's gonna say, all right, good. So he's fine. I say we need to get out of here as fast as possible. My only concern is, like you said, were saying earlier, Henry, or like you posited earlier, it seems like the Wendigo is trying to save this for its next meal, and we're now going to be taking that meal away from it. I don't think we're going to get very far before it comes across us. So I think we need to come up with a quick game plan for what we're doing. I mean, we could fly inland a bit and hopefully outpace it so we're pretty far away. I just don't know. I don't want to risk us getting seen. And again, I don't know how fast this thing is. I imagine it could get us a lot faster than we could get away. So I'm open to any ideas, though.
Well...
I think we definitely need to get out of this cave, though. This is not a good place to be.
No, definitely not. So actually, with that, Bjorn's going to say, I'll start flying. I'll fly you up first, Sammy, and then I'll fly the kid up. Unless you think you can handle it, Henry.
I got the kid. You go.
Okay. So I'm going to fly Sammy up.
Roll act for under pressure.
This is making me really nervous.
I got a 7 plus 2 is 9.
Same deal as last time.
So are they the same exact ones or?
Yes.
So this time I'm going to go with the one where I get her there, but then like as a rough landing, so she kind of lands on me.
So you are a little frazzled by all of this. The idea of the boy, he's alive. You're excited about that, but you're not really thinking. And as you get towards the top, you kind of lose your handle on Sammy, and she starts to slip, and she grabs onto you as hard as she can, and she actually grabs your back wing by accident and pulls it close, and you land pretty hard on your wing, and you are going to have a -1 to an even more flying checks.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh no,
that could be bad.
All right, now what?
Well, hold on a second. So the way that Bjorn's going to react to that is going to be, can be like, oh, oof, and then kind of land. He's going to be like, oh, man, don't grab the wing again. I know I almost dropped it, but the wing probably wasn't a good choice. He's going to kind of like,
sorry,
he's going to be smarting a bit.
I panicked.
That's okay. I'm just glad we're safe.
I guess Sammy's just going to kind of stand up and dust herself off and like help Bjorn up if she can.
Yeah.
Okay,
Bjorn, you're going to go back down and get the kid?
Well, no, Henry said he had it.
Oh,
so
Henry's got
Henry
the
boy.
Yeah. Okay.
So
in that case, Henry, I need you to roll act under pressure.
Please roll well.
Well, I mean, this would be the most inopportune time for my inordinately good... No, I'm going to stop talking.
Right? Do you have any wood to knock on?
Statistically speaking.
I am going to stop talking now.
The odds are not in your favor.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you very much.
And... how much cool does he have?
Bjorn's the cool one. We've already established that.
Yes.
Oh, he's too cool. It's okay.
But it's
all
it's
right, go ahead.
Equal share of cool.
Go ahead, Henry. Stop stalling.
Yes.
Yes!
Alright, good.
Oh, good.
Yes!
He rolled an 11, people, so again. He's okay. He got another 13.
I have... All the cool seems to have transferred fully unto myself, because Bjorn is the one that just... Oh my gosh!
Alright, so you get up here. It's not a problem. Even though you're pretty rusty at flying, hauling up a sleeping four-year-old child is not particularly difficult.
Yeah.
So you guys are back on the edge of the cliff. What are you going to do?
I think first priority might be to figure out where to take Mr. Snooze over there, and wherever we take him, most likely cannot be back to his family's house, because if this thing does track it down, then... could end up with more bodies.
Do we know the kid's name?
You did not ask for it.
As far as we understand, we did not
know.
Try
to wake him up and ask.
I think it's better if he stays asleep.
I don't
know.
Okay.
He'll be scared.
Yes. I was just saying, you never asked what his name was.
I forgot.
So I'm gonna like motion us to start moving back inland. I'm gonna try and like take us on a path, not the same exact way we came. Well, actually, I am gonna take the same exact way we came, because we actually know that route. If we try and like go, boony stomping through the woods, I think we could get lost. So,
okay.
Actually, I'm gonna take us on the same route, but I'm gonna turn to him and say, "Hey, Henry, I think you need to be ready to." I would say run off with that kid if the Wendigo shows up. I just want to get that kid away from that monster if it shows up. I don't want him to be here. So I need you to be ready to run off if that thing shows up.
Well, for once we understand each other and we agree, so no problems here.
All right.
All right. So you guys go back through the woods. I'm not going to make you roll, because... it's not hard to pick a direction and go back that way. So again, you walk for a couple of miles until you're getting close to back to the woods. And I do want to know something. Are you trying to do this stealthily?
I would say
yes.
Bjorn's part. Well, on Bjorn's part, I think he's being wary, but I don't think his concern is hiding from it, because, I mean... we're walking through the woods. I think I'm prioritizing speed over slowing down and not being seen. Honestly, I think that's what Bjorn was planning on doing. If somebody tries to stop him mid hike, saying we should slow down, you know, I'll let somebody say that. But
okay,
I was trying to prioritize speed.
Okay, so you speedily make
hold on. The other two gotta say if they were in agreement with that or not. I mean.
Well, if one of you isn't stealthing, then none of you are stealthing.
My point is I started off not stealthing. If they wanted to stealth, they probably would have spoken up at the very beginning and said that they weren't, that they wanted to slow down and
okay,
be quiet.
Okay, sure. What do you guys want?
I think Sammy is also focused on speed.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I am focused on speed, but at the same time, since I am the one carrying the child, I am on hyper alert right now, because I'm trying to do this with speed, but at the same time, since I am the one carrying its possible food source, I am, like, my head's bobbing all over the place.
Okay. So, you guys walk a couple of miles, and you are actually getting pretty close to back where you were before when the little boy starts to wake up. Henry, you start to feel him kind of squirm in your arms. Like, he starts to get kind of, like, restless. And then, very slowly, his eyes pop open, and he looks around for a second, and then he sees you, and then he kind of starts to panic, and he starts to wiggle and try to get out of your arms. And
okay, so Henry just hears him moving, sees him moving. He sort of lowers him down to the ground really quick. He's like, "Hey, buddy, what's your name? Can you tell me your name?"
And as soon as he sees you, he starts screaming and crying.
and if
you're like holding on to any part of him, he starts like trying to pull away from you.
Yeah. So then if he's trying to pull and I'm trying to stop him from running, since danger for running. So then I just gesture at the other two. I'm like,
Can I get some help here?
Yeah, can Sammy do manipulate someone to try and calm him down?
Yes, tell me what you're going to do first.
Okay. Basically just get, like, on his level, like, crouch down and make myself look as small as possible and non-threatening. Just be like, hey, buddy, it's okay. We're here to help you. Like, it's okay. Like, no need to, like, no need to panic. It's all right. No need to be scared. Just kind of try to calm him down.
Okay, go ahead and roll manipulate someone.
Oh, I hope
manipulating
charm.
A four-year-old child. Yeah.
Five. I have plus one charm, though, so it's a six.
That is a failure.
Bjorn is going to help out on that roll.
Are you? Okay, what are you going to do to help out?
Well, so my first thought when the kid started screaming was to knock him out with my magic, like I've done before. But I also don't like the idea of doing that to a young mind. So instead of that, he's going to... make faces at him. Goofy faces.
Roll plus cool.
Plus cool? Well, all right, because it's help out. Yeah, for a second there, I thought I was trying to charm him. That's literally all I could come up with other than doing the same thing Sammy did. So that's a 7 plus 2 cool is 9 for a mixed success.
Okay. So you get... you.
Uh-oh.
Grant them one to your roll, but you also expose yourself to trouble or danger.
So I helped her, but somehow I'm in trouble.
So this is what happens. So you all have your attention on this little boy. And he is screaming. He is freaking out because there are three strangers and they are taking him through the woods. And he doesn't know who these people are. And Sammy leans down and tries to get him to calm down, and it doesn't work. And then you lean down, and your big bearded face sort of making funny faces at him. And he like, his eyes latch onto you, and he starts to... and he starts to calm down, and his sniffles sort of... he subside a little bit, and he walks over to you and reaches out and grabs your face with his little fingers and grabs your beard... The problem is, while you guys have your attention on this little boy, you don't hear a rustling in the leaves above you.
Oh no! It's like the...
Until it is far, far too late.
Okay, can I possibly make a move to possibly prevent the possible horrible thing that's about to happen?
What are you gonna do?
Well, I would like...
Wait, I have a move.
I have a possible move as well. Well, not an actual move, no, but... I'm thinking that since I handed him off to the other two, that my attention was not as diverted, and therefore I did look up, but...
I don't think so.
But, oh, come on, isn't that a... If I can't do that...
I think you would have all been paying attention. If you had said that you were looking around, I would have let you, but no, I think you're all paying too much attention to this child, and... You guys suddenly hear a rustling in the trees above you, and you look up, and you see two empty glowing eye sockets staring down at you. And I think that's where we're going to leave it this week.
No!
No.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right, fine.